morning, everybody, excellencies, ministers, ladies and gentlemen. It really is a great pleasure for me to be here today and speak at the third government summit organized by the United Arab Emirates under the guidance of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. The OECD is delighted to be a partner of the government summit since its inauguration in 2013. Our strategic collaboration goes hand in hand with our growing bilateral work with the UAE and the region. On Sunday, the government of the UAE hosted for the second time the MENA OECD Working Group on Open and Innovative Government, which gathered a large number of countries to enhance collaboration in these critical domains. Let me take a moment to thank the government of the UAE for the strong support to our work, and in particular to the Ministry of Cabinet Affairs led by Minister Mohammed Al-Kirkawi. At the OECD, we have been accompanying our member states for more than 50 years in developing innovative ideas, in elaborating standards, and sharing good practices to help governments respond to the challenges they face. The MENA region has been part of this policy dialogue and is closely involved with the OECD to design public governance reforms and build the future our citizens want. I'm very proud that this year we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of our collaboration. Not far from here, at the Red Sea, the MENA OECD initiative was founded in 2005, and we look forward to further develop this excellent cooperation. Ladies and gentlemen, let me now share with you our vision for future governments. We are living in an increasingly complex and interconnected world, facing global and regional challenges such as climate change and social exclusion. We are still dealing with the legacies of the crisis, slow growth, and an erosion of trust in governments, which threaten our social contract. In OECD countries, only 40% trust their governments. Citizens increasingly feel that they carry the burden of economic difficulties. Governments, hence, have to change how they function. Resources to deliver the level of services that people expect are increasingly scarce. Governments are finding it challenging to create inclusive societies. At the same time, citizens and civil society organizations demand action and inclusion in ever more vocal ways. The OECD places a growing emphasis on the reforms needed to restore trust in public institutions and build governments that can pursue an inclusive agenda for growth and well-being. Trust can only be restored by reinforcing the relationships between citizens and their government through greater openness, transparency, and innovation. This requires innovations in the very way government works. The governments of the future need to be increasingly data-driven. They must adapt the processes by which they design and implement policies. Technology has become an important enabler in the ways that citizens can interact with their government. Technology, and in particular the innovative use of technology, can help us face this rapidly changing context and provide new solutions for new steering and implementation policies. But without appropriate governance, they can also create chaos and make the surrounding environment more complex. Citizens and businesses use open data, social media, and online petition to drive change. This obliges public administrations to act rather than to react. But how can we deal with this challenge? How can we create a sense of common purpose and a sense of urgency to cooperate and make actors eager to work together? In 2014, OECD countries agreed on a policy recommendation on digital government strategies. This recommendation must become a tool to ensure that digital strategies are integrated into the core work and objectives across the administration. Digital technology must be used to leverage the potential of policy. Only then can digital government strategies help governments make a radical shift from ICT as having a support function to playing a core role in opening government and thus becoming a key ingredient to public sector reform and modernization. The OECD has closely followed and participated in the journey of my own country, Finland, which lives and breathes ICT, to help address the changing governance issues. We have achieved some good and concrete progress, but our even smaller neighboring country has achieved even more, namely Estonia. The OECD just reviewed public governance in and across the two countries. It's amazing to see how Estonia, with little resources, was able to build up one of the most interoperable and agile digital governments in the OECD. Instead of making heavy investments into individual technology solutions, it put in place a coherent framework of principles, laws, and infrastructure enablers that empowered the entire administration. The results today are government services that exploit the availability of a maximum of data, that proactively address user needs, and that support national policy priorities, e.g., in the areas of social security and education. We have also witnessed the change in the public sector use of technology in the UAE. You went from providing ICT to introducing new technologies to changing the interactions between users and services. During the last government summit, we published a policy paper on public sector innovation in the Gulf Cooperation Council countries. The UAE strives for staying ahead of the curve in this domain. That means, for example, investing in the capacities of individuals and organizations to adapt to change, even better, to shape change. This shift requires clear goals, a strategic approach, commitment and cooperation at all levels to sustain a cohesive implementation of the shared strategies. It requires a system of checks and balances, clear incentives and well-defined roles for all parts of the administration and the different levels that need to work together. But this shift cannot happen without strong leadership. Leaders only need to understand which policies can solve problems and what kind of leadership is needed to help make technology deliver. This shift finally requires the truest kind of innovation, being citizen-driven, scaling what works, and never ceasing to experiment. While digital technologies provide new opportunities, we will still face barriers within our administrations to achieving the desired levels of integration, sharing, and cohesiveness. But cohesiveness is a step beyond consensus. It's about translating your vision and strategies into concrete actions. It's about converting thoughts into performance. We should involve citizens and the private sector, harness their ideas, develop solutions in partnerships. This will help us to make solutions relevant for our citizens, but also to empower them so they can create new solutions themselves. In Austria, for example, this is achieved by crowdsourcing comments, advice, and ideas from the public. Australia's Concept Lab is another good example. It allows the government to evaluate potential improvements to services for families, the unemployed, caregivers, and parents under actual workplace conditions prior to wider rollout. Innovation by engaging citizen input is also particularly important for local authorities. They are often the primary interface between citizens and the state and are typically subject to tight budgets. For example, in France, unoccupied housing is being used so that the elderly can share flats with others, at once reducing their social isolation and making use of existing underexploited resources. Cross-disciplinary social media initiatives, coupled with trends such as open government data and the advance of smart devices, are leading to a great amount of local service delivery innovation. Applications such as Fix My Street or See Flick Fix have become household names for many people as a means to improve local public service delivery. Innovating how government works depends on a new culture of openness and transparency. We cannot involve our citizens effectively, build partnerships, and use the potential of information if we don't share information openly and create decision-making processes that are inclusive and transparent. The OECD has in this regard launched an online platform for government and non-government actors to assess new policies and instruments. The OECD Observatory of Public Sector Innovation. This repository of new ideas and approaches collects and categorizes innovations and helps governments pick good practices that are relevant for their situation. I invite you all to have a look at these innovative practices. They might offer solutions for challenges your government has been struggling with. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to continue to work together, to hear from your experiences, and we need to connect with the society to shape governments of the future and offer better policies for better lives. Thank you for your attention.